Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cintron on the fan, absolute Cintron, the overnight number to join the show, 888-808-1019.
What up, Nico?
Fleek's behind the glass as well. NBA trade deadline is looming. To Giannis or not to Giannis for the Knicks? Aaron Boone spoke with C-Mac and Carton. We'll get into that a little later. Roger Goodell. Well, Roger Goodell did with his quick statement about what's going on with the Epstein files and the NFL owners. Mets and Yankee talk as well. Spring training starts next week. Well, pitchers and catchers report next week. But I want to open with, who is under the most pressure in this town with the baseball season approaching? And that is the New York Mets and Carlos Mendoza, or Aaron Boone and the New York Yankees. Now, last year, the Mets flopped. Flopped big time. Biggest disappointment with all the hype, all the expectations. Juan Soto signed here. Met fans throwing a parade. 45-24. The throw from hell that sunk the season. From Pete Alonso to Kodai Senga. And the Mets' slow death. Scoring 0 runs to end the season versus the Marlins. And they go home. Again. Versus the Marlins. The Yankees. What do we do? How do we make up for Juan Soto? This is Plan B. Paul Goldschmidt. Cody Bellinger. Trent Grisham has a monster season. They more than make up for it. They make some trades during the season. Bednar, Duvall, Bird, Caballero, McMahon. They lose to the Blue Jays, ALDS. Aaron Judge is not the flop in the playoffs. He comes through in the playoffs. They go home early. And we witness an epic, probably the best World Series of my lifetime. Blue Jays, Dodgers. Blue Jays should be the world champs. Didn't happen. And the Dodgers are the two-time world champs, and everybody's chasing the Dodgers as they continue to sign star player after star player after star player. Meanwhile, here in New York, we're never happy. Mets and Yankee fans, never happy. Always complaining about something. But which team and manager is under the most pressure heading into this season? Now, my answer might surprise you. My answer might surprise you. And it's not because of my fandom. It's because of what happened last year, the disaster that happened last year, and all the coaching changes that happened. And to me, it's Carlos Mendoza and New York Mets. And the reason why is because if this goes south fast, if they get off to a horrendous start, Carlos Mendoza, in my opinion, is going to be bye-bye. It's that simple. He doesn't have the track record. He doesn't have the pedigree. He doesn't have the leg to stand on when it comes to all that stuff. At least Aaron Boone has been here. He's gotten a team to the World Series. He's gotten to the playoffs. Has had success. No World Series, but at least his team's in it to win it. The Mets are trying for that. The Mets want that. The Mets crave that. The Mets are desperate for back-to-back-to-back playoff seasons. And desperate for a World Series they haven't seen since 1986. And Steve Cohen, after spending what he did for Juan Soto last year, what he's been spending since he's been owner, has one NLCS appearance to show for it. One. Hard-fought series with the Dodgers in 24. losing in six, pitchers gas out. Then, like I said last year, the disaster, 45-24. And then it went downhill after that. If both teams get off to a bad start, it's Carlos Mendoza that goes first. Aaron Boone has the track record to get things right, to turn it around, to lead the team into the playoffs. Carlos Mendoza does not have that. And with, again, with all the coaching changes, Carlos Mendoza is on the hot seat. Big time he's on the hot seat. The issues with the clubhouse last year, which you cannot deny, they were there. No matter what Carlos Mendoza wants to say, this professional clubhouse, blah, blah, blah. No, there were issues. It was a broken clubhouse. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well. But it was a broken clubhouse and a big disappointment. An egg on Steve Cohen's face after he said, hey, look what I did. Now you show up to the stadium. And the fans did show up and showed out. Over 3 million strong, they showed up. The team, after June 13th, did not. They were there in their jerseys. They showed up. But as far as producing and getting the job done and taking the team to the playoffs, no, they failed miserably. The Yankees did not. In the regular season, at least. They made the playoffs despite dealing with the injuries they had. Despite Devin Williams sucking in the first half of the season for them, losing his closer's role. Despite Luke Weaver having a horrible second half of the season. Despite no Gerrit Cole. Despite Carlos Rodon having issues. Anthony Volpe, issues. Giancarlo Stanton, issues. Aaron Judge, issues. No Juan Soto. They got to the playoffs. They made it. The New York Mets did not. It was LOL Mets all over again. The jokes were nonstop, and they were well-deserved. A complete failure. And when you need to win the last game of the season, you score zero runs, or a big fat donut, zero, next to your name, Mets. Your manager's on the hot seat. So's the GM. Now, I don't think as much as Carlos Mendoza. I think David Stern's done a hell of a job this offseason. Considering where we were, a month to 6 weeks ago when Met fans were calling the airwaves at 888-808-1019 on social media, hashtag LGM, losing their, you know what? Losing their minds. Losing their, you know. David Stern's thinks he's the smartest guy. Steve Cohen, all he cares about is casino. You know the rhetoric, the nonstop garbage that was said. Meanwhile, we were far away from spring training. Pitchers and catches reporting.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he turns around, trades for Freddie Peralta and Tobias Myers. I almost said Tobias Harris. Tobias Myers. We're talking to Kyle Tucker. Made the best deal. He goes to the Dodgers. The next day, boom, Bo Bichette. No, that didn't come together in one night. They were talking since the winter meetings. Jorge Polanco, they sign. Trade for Marcus Semien, get away from Brandon Nimmo's horrible contract. And the team now has a frontline starter, an ace, to pair with Nolan McClain. And now it comes down to the rest of the rotation. That's the key to the Mets season. It's the rotation. It's not the lineup. I think the lineup will do its thing. It's not left field. I'm not worried about that. I think the Mets have enough offense to get the job done and also trade for Luis Robert Jr., the man who stole 33 bases on a horrendous baseball team. And he was the man on that team. And on this team, he's not going to be the man. He doesn't have to be the man, I should say. But I don't see Brian Cashman or Hal Steinbrenner pulling the cord after an April or May. I can see Steve Cohen saying, to hell with this. This is a continuation of last year's debacle. And I'm pulling the cord. And that's why I feel that the Mets and Carlos Mendoza under the most pressure between the two teams in this town. And if you go by the fan bases, I know Yankee fans sometimes can be a little over the top. Wink, wink, with sometimes. Mets fans always over the top. Sky's falling mentality. Coupons. PTSD. But I think since Aaron Boone has the track record of righting the ship, getting the team in the playoffs, getting right, also no Gerrit Cole to start the season, also no Carlos Rodon to start the season. Their pitching staff, their starting pitching staff, it's Max Fried, and then let's see what happens. Hoping for the best. They traded for Weathers. Schlittler's here another year, this time from the beginning of the season. What did they get from Luis Gil? Can Max Fried carry this rotation? Be the A-lister until the backups arrive. Until Carlos Rodon is ready to go. Until Gerrit Cole's ready to go. Now both teams are interested in Ty France. First baseman, slick field and first baseman. It'd be awesome for the Yankees to get him. Left-right platoon or a righty bat to help. And late-game defensive replacement for Ben Rice at first base. Because Ty France is a better fielder. That's for damn sure. And the same thing for the Mets. If the Mets were able to bring in a Ty France, they could bring him in. He can play first base. And Polanco could scoot over to DH. And then there's a report that I saw. I forget who had it. I'll find it during the break. That Brett Beatty is taking reps at first base. And Polanco could be the DH. Would that satisfy you Mets fans? Knowing that Brett Beatty, solid fielder at third, solid fielder at second. He can transition over to first. Since Polanco's never done it, Beatty's never done it, but going by age and range and stuff, Beatty probably do it better than Polanco, but we'll see when spring training rolls around. I wish the Mets would have had a first baseman that they can plug in, and 100% we could all agree that that guy's going to get the job done fielding-wise. There's no experiment, nothing like that, but it is what it is. But if they could bring a guy like Ty France in to play first, late game replacement as well, I think it benefits both teams. So that's a name to keep a lookout for. Both teams have question marks. There's no question about it. The Yankees are an older group right now, dealing with some injuries from last season. Volpe's not going to start the season. Caballero will be playing shortstop. McMahon couldn't hit if you gave him 8 bats at the plate. Cody Bellinger's back in the fold. Can Trent Grisham duplicate what he did last season? Anything close to it would be a successful season? Can Aaron Judge stay healthy? Can Giancarlo Stanton play 110 games? We know he's going to get hurt eventually. Just a matter of how serious will it be. But to me, the team under the most pressure in this town, considering how last year went, is the team in Flushing, the New York Mets. If you don't think so, Yankee fans, let me hear why you think it's the Yankees. Again, the reason I think the Mets are under the most pressure, because the Yankees have the pedigree. They know what it takes. These guys have been together for a while. I worry about their bullpen. Do they have enough arms in the bullpen? Can Duvall be consistent? Can Bednar do it for a whole season when he's the man out the gates, not just traded over? And no, now you're a Yankee. Fernando Cruz, Bird. Yankees have to do something and try to bring another arm or two in here for the bullpen. Who? I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe they have a couple arms in their farm system and one of them emerges, two of them emerge, and there you go. But still, inexperience. And the Met bullpen, well, we know. We know what the biggest question mark is. Met fans are worried about, and that's Devin Williams. Can Devin Williams get the job done as the Met closer? Can Devin Williams, after last season with the Yankees, get the job done? Now, last season, the first 48 games, and this is courtesy of Sarah Langs, 5.73 ERA for the Yankees, first 48 games, 30% strikeout rate, 5 homers allowed. In his last 19 games, not including the postseason, 2.50 ERA, 49% strikeout rate, no home runs allowed. That right there gives me confidence that Devin Williams can get it done. And he's got a chip on his shoulder. And MLB had their best closers list. He's not even in the top 10. If that doesn't light a fire under his ass to shut a lot of people up, then nothing will. And then the Mets are going to have a problem with their closer situation. We all know the Mets have starting rotation issues. Question marks, I should say. You know, can Sean Manaea have a bounce back season? Can Clay Holmes come close to what he did last year, pitching 30 plus starts, top 10 ERA, 12 wins, could have easily won 15 games last year? Can David Peterson turn it around, go back to the first half rather than he was the second half when he stunk? Kodai Senga, and I had Pat Regazzo on yesterday. Well, now it's the next day, so I had him on Sunday. And he said Kodai Senga's reported. He threw in front of, you know, Matt Brass, and he looked great. And he wants to be here. And the Mets are not going to trade him. Now, that could be, you know, just talk to see if teams can, you know, give him great offers. But Kodai Senga will be here, according to Pat Regazzo. And he's confident that Kodai Senga can have a bounce back. Both teams have question marks, but in my opinion, the Mets and Carlos Mendoza, considering how last year went, under the most pressure when it comes to both New York teams.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.